I'd been studying Spanish in high school and college, but I quickly realized that all you needed to do to really master a language is have a few drinks. That way, you feel that you have an absolute grasp of what you are saying and what is being said to you. I am surprised to this day that I didn't say something to get myself killed. The next morning, we hopped a train to Madrid, and then it was down to the Costa del Sol, and eventually on to Milan, Florence, Pisa, Rome, Naples, and Sicily. Our tiny suburban minds were exploding with the overwhelming sense of history that surrounded us. There is a lot of old shit in Europe, and most of it is worth the price of admission. My personal favorite was the collection of saints' bones at the Vatican, each in their own heavy silver containers. There was also a footprint allegedly made by Christ that we saw along the way in Italy. Apparently, he appeared to Paul somewhere and left his footprint. You've got to love those Catholics. They sure know how to keep a Jew entertained. From Sicily, we hopped a boat to Tunis, Tunisia, to meet up with my friend Ray, whose dad was working for the Agency for International Development. The Israeli Six-Day War had started the day before, or was it the Seven-Day War? Either way, for a war, it was really fast. And we were the only Americans on the boat. I have never felt more like a Jew in my life. I wondered at what point they would discover the heritage Ed and I shared and throw us overboard. By the time we arrived in Tunis, which held the largest Jewish population in the Arab world outside of Israel, we discovered that every Jew had fled. Now, apparently, it was just Ed and I. And since neither of us was very Jewish, we would have denied it had they come around for a head count. We spent most of our time there lounging around at the beach or shopping for trinkets to take home. Feeling obligated to get a feel for the culture, we found ourselves in an Arab music festival a few hours from Tunis. The audience was nothing but guys. Apparently, women have to listen to this stuff at home. 3 hours later, we still had no feel for the culture, and even less interest in Arab music. The highlight was a belly dancer, who seemed to really get the guys going through some sort of sexual innuendo that was completely alien to us. I have never seen men get that excited over a woman who had her clothes on.